which we recommend only for highly skilled golfers. By the time he was in high school, Fay knew he had to see the black for himself. As a teenager with a single-digit handicap, he and three friends made the drive south into Queens and then east onto Long Island. They arrived at Bethpage before dawn, knowing that was the only way to ensure a tee time. Fay and friends made the trip once or twice a summer during high school and college. Fay ended up going to Colgate, where he walked onto the golf team. By then, he was a two-handicapper. After college, Fay leapfrogged jobs until landing at the USGA in 1978. By 1989, he had become the executive director. In the back of my mind, almost from the day I took the job at the USGA, was the notion that someday I'd like to see the Open played on a real public golf course, he said. Bethpage had been on the USGA's radar screen in the past, but not as an Open site. In the mid-1980s, Frank Hannigan, Fay's predecessor and mentor, who had grown up playing municipal golf courses on Staten Island, had thought Bethpage would be a good place to hold the U.S. Public Links Championship. The Pub Links is one of 13 championships the USGA conducts every year and is open to amateur players with handicaps of 8 or lower who do not hold membership in any private club. Hannigan, who had taken over the USGA in 1983, thought the black course was a natural to host the Pub Links, and he opened negotiations with the state of New York to bring the event there. But in 1985, Hannigan and Tom Meeks, a member of the USGA's Rules and Competition Committee, were invited to play an outing at the Black. They came away from the day with serious concerns. The golf course was in far worse condition than they had imagined. There were other problems, too. Everywhere they looked, there were signs that said, "Welcome to Chuck Workman's Bethpage Black." Workman was the golf pro at Bethpage, and he had literally put his signature all over the golf course. If there was any hope left to bring the Pub Links to the Black, it died when Meeks took a phone call from someone working for the State Department of Parks in Albany. The state needed to know how the greens fees, then $23, for the event would be handled. Would the USGA pay, or would the players themselves pay? "No one's going to pay a greens fee," Meeks said. "This is a national championship being conducted. There are no greens fees." On a New York State-owned facility, there are always greens fees, Meeks was told. The notion of the Pub Links at the Black died there. 4 years later, the Black course did host a golf tournament, the Met Open, which is hosted annually by the Metropolitan Golf Association. The executive director of the MGA then, as now, was Jay Mottola, who also happens to be David Fay's oldest friend. Like the USGA, Mottola found himself confronted with the greens fee issue. "We aren't the USGA. We aren't conducting a national championship," Mottola said. "We were able to work out a compromise with the state. We would pay greens fees for the pro-am and for one of the 3 days of actual competition." And so, in 1989, the Met Open went to the Black, the first time it had been played at a public facility. One of the competitors in the Met that year was George Zeringer, a top amateur player from the area. Zeringer had been a private course guy most of his life. As a result, Zeringer had never seen Bethpage. He had heard about it, though. "Whatever I had heard couldn't begin to do justice to the real thing," he said. "It was sensational, just spectacular. Sure, it was beat up, but to me, it was like looking at a great house that's fallen into disrepair. You could see that the bones were there." Mottola was reminded as he watched the tournament go on how special the Black was. That winter, playing in a foursome during a USGA outing in Florida that included Fay and two members of the executive board, Reg Murphy and Jerry Stahl, Mottola brought up the subject of the Black. "I remember saying they ought to take a look at it again someday, and not for the Pub Links," he said. Fay certainly respected his old pal's opinions, but he didn't really give any serious thought to the conversation until he received a letter from Zeringer. "The Black," Fay remembers Zeringer writing, "is as good as it gets. There is genius in the design." People are constantly letting Fay know about unknown gems that the USGA needs to consider. But this was a little bit different. Fay respected Zeringer both as a good player and as someone who understood golf and golf courses. Plus,